Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We're here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Sports Byline USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network, iHeartRadio, iTunes, TuneIn Radio, the list goes on and on. The most listened to daily pro wrestling and mixed martial arts radio show in the world. Tons and tons of news to talk about here today on the program. I don't even know where to begin. Last night was SmackDown, and it was the tapings, of course. The actual SmackDown show is going to be airing on Thursday. Normally, we don't give a lot of SmackDown spoilers here on the show, but this spoiler has already been spoiled by WWE.com. They put it up on the front page. Tyler Breeze has, in fact, debuted as a main roster talent on SmackDown. I won't spoil what he did yet. We'll talk about that a little bit later on in the show. But he is in the mix, as they say. He is already in a position to at least be an upper mid-card guy. Not a main eventer, but an upper mid-card guy. We can talk about that on the show today, as well as Wednesday night. The Wednesday Night Wars, NXT, is taking place tonight. Interestingly enough, it's NXT, Ring of Honor, and Impact. And on the NXT show tonight is one of the TNA originals. Cowboy James Storm, as James Storm, is working the NXT show on the WWE Network tonight. We'll talk about that. TNA, of course, is still doing their world title tournament deal, whatever that might be. And, well, Ring of Honor has got a great show, as always. We can talk about the lineup of that show here as well. Three big shows tonight. And also the news coming out of UFC that Filthy Tom Lawler, a regular here on the website. In fact, he does a weekly show with me, the latest of which will take place tomorrow. He has pulled out of his fight with Fabio Maldonado after suffering a concussion during training. We could talk about that on the program today. We'll take your phone calls, your emails, your text messages, your Twitter responses, especially the last night's decision to go retro on the Brian and Vinny show. A lot of stuff to talk about today. Back in just a moment with more Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Right now, the Home Depot has Pergo XP Haley Oak laminate flooring for just $2.29 a square foot. Basic installation is just 89 cents a square foot. So let's lay down a floor that stands up to our lives with double the durability of regular laminate and just as beautiful as real wood. Let's do this with Pergo XP Haley Oak laminate for $2.29 now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only. Installation offer valid on laminates over 150 square foot with minimum purchase of 250 square feet.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Musicians, it's back. Guitar Center's massive price-slashing once-a-year blowout event, Rocktober. Don't miss the monstrous savings on guitars, drums, keys, DJ, pro audio, and more. Get a Mitchell acoustic guitar for just $99 or $200 off a Simmons electronic drum set, now just $4.99. Skip the party store and get everything you need to amp up your Halloween at Guitar Center with DJ-quality black lights and laser effects or a 400-watt fog machine, just $29 each, Thursday through Sunday only at Guitar Center. Boop.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. I presume we'll be joined shortly by Mike Sempervive as he stumbles out of bed over there on the East Coast at 3:10 Eastern. Got a lot of news to talk about here today. Want to get some comments from everybody. If you listened to last night's Brian and Vinny and Craig show, my Twitter handle is at Brian Alvarez. And by the way, this show is free for everybody. It is not a members-only show. If you head up to WrestlingObserver.com, you can check the show out. Absolutely free. And in fact, if you subscribe to our free feed on iTunes, it should be on your phone right now. And if you go to iTunes and search Wrestling Observer or Figure Four Online, you will find our iTunes feed. So head up there and check that out. We tried something new yesterday, which I cannot believe the amount of feedback that I've gotten on this one. Normally, Dave and I review Raw Monday night after the show. And then Tuesday, Vinny and I and Craig review the show again. Now, keep in mind, it's a three-hour Raw show. And so it takes about 45 minutes to recap this entire program. So we're talking 90 minutes talking about a Raw show that 9 times out of 10 is boring. Everybody's asking, why, Brian, did you decide maybe we shouldn't review Raw on the Brian and Vinny show on Tuesday? The answer is because I felt it was boring to the listeners to hear it twice in a row. I felt that it was redundant. Now, I did give everybody the opportunity to tell me why, if they did not want me to get rid of the current Raw report, why? I don't want to just hear because the idea sucks, or because you're stupid, or because I think Vinny and Payne is entertaining to me. I want a very good reason why we should keep it if you want us to keep the current Raw report. So I was flooded on Twitter and on the message board with feedback on this subject. It seems to be somewhat split. A lot of people don't care about current Raw because it sucks. And so they're far more interested in hearing retro reviews of these shows. So anyway, I haven't decided what I'm going to do yet based on the feedback. The latest idea that I have had, and you're welcome to comment on this on Twitter at Brian Alvarez or on the website, is that on Tuesday, we would do Retro Raw and Retro Nitro, just like we did last night, which, by the way, I thought was a very good show. It was the exact same length as the usual show, so nobody lost anything. You can follow along with the Monday Night Wars from 19 years ago this week. My idea is we continue to do that on Tuesdays. On Thursdays, we would switch to covering the current Raw and the current SmackDown back-to-back. Now, some of you right now are thinking, why would you even review SmackDown? Well, there really is no point right now, although there is this week because Tyler Breeze debuts. But SmackDown in January is moving to the USA Network. And so, as always, when there is a big change in WWE, usually involving SmackDown, they are going to attempt to make this an A show. All of the big stars are going to be on SmackDown. They're going to try to make it an important program. They're not going to have it be this lame duck dead show that we see on Thursdays every week. It may be live on Tuesdays, in fact. That is a story that Jerry Lawler kind of let slip. And granted, it's October, and the show doesn't debut till January, so they could change their minds 1,000 times. However, it is going to be, at least for the time being, an A show. So, I thought, well, let's do Raw and SmackDown on Thursday nights. That way, it's a little bit redundant, but we've given it a little bit of time, and we can track the continuity between the two shows. How many times, when you have been watching Raw, have you seen a build main event for SmackDown that within 24 hours, they change? Happens all the time. So we could review Raw and SmackDown back-to-back on Thursdays, and then on Sunday, we would review network content, perhaps some Ring of Honor, perhaps some other stuff as well. NXT would be moved to Sunday. We could do NXT and Breaking Ground. Essentially, every day would have a theme instead of a random hodgepodge of various shows, which is kind of what we've been doing. That's what I'm leaning towards. It would keep the Retro Raw and Nitro Tuesday show. It would feature the return of the Raw Report. It would just be on a different day, lumped together with SmackDown. So if you have any comments on this, you're welcome to alert me at Brian Alvarez on Twitter, or you can comment on the board, because we've had a lot of people on the board commenting on this topic more than anything in a long, long time. So apparently people are very passionate about that. Studio line today, if you'd like to give us a call, 425-488-0525. That is 425-488-0525. The Skype line is F4W Online. You can also send me a text message at 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. And the Sports Byline, toll-free, 1-800-878-PLAY. That is 1-800-878-7529. Give us a call, give us a text message, whatever you would like. This is a spoiler, everybody, so if you don't want to hear it, I alert you right now. You might want to switch the show off for 5 minutes or so. It is a SmackDown spoiler. I know a lot of people don't watch SmackDown, but if you do and you really care about how Tyler Breeze is going to debut and you don't want it spoiled, now is the time to switch off the show. WWE has announced that Tyler Breeze is debuting on the show, and what they did was, yes, an advertised segment actually played out. Miz TV with Summer Rae and Dolph Ziggler. Storyline has been, if you watched SmackDown last week, that Summer Rae was the guest referee for a Dolph Ziggler versus Rusev match, and she ended up costing Ruru the match. She fast counted the guy. I should note, by the way, that Rusev was winning before she screwed him. So she screws Ruru, and then after the match, she goes up to Dolph Ziggler and she says, you know what? Ruru and Lana are engaged now, and Lana cheated on you, and Ruru cheated on me. So maybe we've got something in common. Maybe the two of us should get together. And Dolph Ziggler said, you know, I think what you're trying to do is play me. I don't play these sorts of games. I'm not interested. I'm out of here. And he turned her down in the middle of the ring, and she was so sad. So this week on the show, it's Miz TV with the two of them. And Summer Rae, again, tries to get Dolph Ziggler to agree to be her man. He wants nothing to do with her. And that is the impetus for the debut of Tyler Breeze. Tyler Breeze and Summer Rae are now together on the main roster, and Tyler Breeze laid out and destroyed Dolph Ziggler. So that is going to be the next feud, Dolph Ziggler versus Tyler Breeze. It is a semi-main event position for Tyler Breeze, or at least an upper mid-card position. They didn't have him come out there as a main eventer and challenge John Cena and win the U.S. title or anything like that, but it is a pretty significant role for him. He can go in there and get some wins over Dolph Ziggler. There's a lot of different ways they can go. It does appear that this further signals the end of the Rusev-Lana portion of this storyline. I guess Lana is just going to be out of action until she's ready to return, and then she'll probably just be hooked up with Rusev, and they'll have nothing more to do with Dolph Ziggler and Summer Rae. So for those of you that love that aspect of the storyline, that one is over, and now I guess we get to switch the heat to the upcoming Dolph Ziggler and Tyler Breeze feud. Mike, are you there?
I am here.
There you go. What's happening?
Not a whole lot. I guess he didn't debut alongside The Miz in a valet, but he at least appeared on The Miz's show and now has a valet. So I guess there's that. And I guess in a way, Tyler has always, in some aesthetic ways, been a Dolph Ziggler mini-me anyway. So I guess what a better way to start things. I guess this is going to be very disappointing, though, for anybody out there that wanted to see him debut against John Cena. And there's still a chance he could do that, I guess, coming up at Hell in the Cell.
Hey, he could challenge Cena, or Ziggler could challenge Cena, and one or the other costs the other guy the match. There's a lot of ways they could go. We'll talk about this more after the break. Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
An inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now. 800-631-9229.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We're back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com, joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Every text message is about this Brian and Vinny show. Every tweet, I cannot believe the passion over current Raw. It is amazing to me. The show isn't even like that bad. You know what I mean? It's just like a boring show. But people really badly apparently need to hear it reviewed. Let's see what we've got here. This person says, call me... Oh, actually, this is a text not about the Brian and Vinny show. This person says, here's a wacky thought. WWE may be swerving us regarding Mania. They know we were expecting Austin versus Brock to be made on the podcast. Everybody was sad when it wasn't. Could they be playing us? All I'm saying is that I can't see either Taker or Brock losing clean this Sunday. Austin lives in L.A. Hell in a Cell is in L.A. I think Suplex City gets changed to Swerve City this Sunday. I think this man's going to be pretty sad on Sunday, because I don't think that's going to happen.
Probably not, no.
I don't think you're going to get Stone Cold Steve Austin versus Brock Lesnar, ever.
Nah. Especially not the way that interview went. They made very sure, because I talked about that on Monday, about the whether they meant to do it or not, during the podcast with Paul Heyman. They gave the impression, you know, again, if they caught the glimmer in each other's eye and they just decided to start cutting promos because they can and they were very good at it and they wanted to kind of show people up in the back, that, whether they meant to do it or not, led to a lot of people with a lot of hope that you'd see Brock Lesnar and Stone Cold Steve Austin. And if you saw the podcast, they went completely out of their way to make sure that, you know, there is nothing, there is no spark to this, nothing at all. The only thing we may see from them is an appearance from both of them on the Shawn Michaels hunting show on the Outdoor Channel, and that would be about it. So I think if you see Brock Lesnar against anybody brought back from the past, it's going to be The Rock.
I don't think you're going to see him at all. I don't think you're going to see him at all. If he doesn't do the biggest WrestleMania of all time in Texas, he ain't ever wrestling again. And I think that's, I think that was made clear on the podcast. Although, you know what? I said this on Sunday. I don't fault anybody who feels that they were led astray. I know that Steve Austin went on his podcast and he went on Twitter and we talked about it on Wrestling Observer Radio. But let's be real about this. Millions of people watch Raw and a lot of people watched that Stone Cold podcast on the WWE Network where him and Paul Heyman ended up cutting a promo for this match. And there was nothing on WWE television. There was nothing on the WWE Network. There was nothing on any of the actual WWE outlets telling you that you're not going to see this match that they promoted. So if you're a fan and you watch Raw and you watch the network and that's it, then yes, you went into this podcast thinking, oh my God, they're going to shoot the angle for the match, and they didn't give it to you. Now, I'm not blaming WWE for not going on WWE.com and issuing a statement saying, for all of you that think that there may be a match between these two men at WrestleMania, it is not going to happen. Vince McMahon blew his stack backstage during the taping. You're not going to see anything like that. But I can understand why people are upset and they think maybe we're going to get that match, even though I'm afraid we're not.
Well, the problem is there's, you know, most of the fan base doesn't listen to every single podcast that comes along, you know, but if you did pay any attention to all after that Paul Heyman podcast from Steve Austin, I mean, he's gone out of his way to say, you know, I'm not going to, you know, be wrestling again. Everybody is an idiot for thinking this. I'm 50 years old. I got a jacked up neck. I got jacked up knees. This ain't happening. You know, he did go out of his way to do that, and they have not promoted Brock Lesnar against Steve Austin. They have promoted Brock Lesnar appearing on Steve Austin's podcast, but there was nothing about that. But like you said, the problem also was they announced this Brock Lesnar Hell in a Cell tour, the Hell on Earth tour, or whatever they called it.
The Go to Hell tour.
The Go to Hell tour, and when they started running those bits, they announced the Undertaker rematch or the rubber match at Hell in a Cell. And they have done nothing until this past week to promote that. So there's another thing where, you know, what you would figure is a landscape changing thing of the Brock Lesnar and the Undertaker and all of these answers from the Undertaker that have still gone, unsaid from him about why he came back and why did he come back against Bray Wyatt and why is he coming back against Brock Lesnar in this way. All of those things have not been stated, and this match has not been promoted. It just happens to be Hell in a Cell, and we're getting Brock and The Undertaker because that's what Vince McMahon wants. And whether they meant to do it or not, Austin and Lesnar, again, the anticipation for that, or what was buzzing around people's minds, was a bigger match than the pay-per-view match you have coming up here this Sunday.
Person says, if we can't have Raw, can we please torture Vinny with ECW Hardcore Television? Don't hold your breath. No need to cover current Raw, this person says. Cover SmackDown, Lucha Underground, Ring of Honor, New Japan, and even TNA. And NXT, he adds. Okay. This person here says, Brian and Vinny's show was great as always. Don't care what you guys review, I will listen. He says, catching up on the Observer Hall of Fame podcasts, I presume that's your show, with the current booking of WWE, do you see any future potential Hall of Famers, excluding big names like Cena and Randy Orton? Actually, Randy Orton's on the ballot this year. I don't even know if he's going in. In fact, I bet he doesn't go in.
Edge is another one. And again, there's another big name who can be very polarizing, I guess. And you take those names out. It's funny, a couple of years ago, we were talking about anybody in Japan. There's going to be no shot in hell for anybody in Japan to look like they could get in. And I'm not saying Simo will get in, but there's a lot of people that would vote for him. Tanahashi did get in. Yuji Nagata and Minoru Suzuki have gotten more support than they have in a long, long time. So, and Shinsuke Nakamura is on the ballot this year, Tanahashi's generational rival. So it's possible things will turn around. You know, it just takes an uptick in business. It takes, you know, fan interest to break out, and you never know what could happen. And in a case like that too, that probably helps guys that who have been on the ballot for a while, like Randy Orton and like Edge. But as far as the landscape right now, as you sit and look back, outside of those big names, it is very difficult to believe that anybody's going to gain enough traction to go in. But it's WWE. You create a star in WWE that gets close to the level of a John Cena right now, even remotely close to a level of a John Cena, and down the line, they're going to have a good chance.
I just realized I'm looking at my phone right here, and it says unavailable. What does that mean?
You're getting an unavailable phone call?
No. It says the line is unavailable. I'm going to try something, everybody. Let's have some fun here live. That's weird. I don't know what that means.
Are you going to try to dial the number?
I'm going to try something. I'm gonna call myself.
Do it.
Have you guys ever heard what it sounds like when I call myself here on the show?
I hope Vinny picks up for some reason.
They have. Watch this. I'm going to call the studio line. This is live radio, everybody. This is going to be very wacky, so prepare yourselves. We'll see if it rings. It does. Okay. Hello there. Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Okay. That was cool. So anyway, as I was talking about before I decided to test the phones here on the air, the Hall of Fame, I think, is going to become like these retro Raws, where no one's going to vote Randy Orton in right now. I don't think. Maybe they will. Maybe, I guess, what did Dave say? 7 guys are going in this year, the most since 2006 or something like that?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of guys going in. I think that if Randy Orton does not go in this year, then he's not going in for a while. But I think that 15 years from now, we're going to have a bunch of people looking back and going, how is Randy Orton not in the Wrestling Observer Hall of Fame? Exactly like how you will have all sorts of people, and granted, many are going to argue the other way as well, but there's tons of people arguing that Sting should go into the Wrestling Observer Hall of Fame. I actually think the guy is going to go in this year. We'll see. But Sting would have never been voted into the Wrestling Observer Hall of Fame in 1999. Never. There would be zero chance. In 2000, 2001, even like 2 years ago, there's no way he would have gone in. But now that he's debuted in WWE, all of a sudden, they've got these video packages. They've got these. He's the legend. He's the icon. I'll bet he goes in this year, all because of history.
Yeah, I kind of equated it to Joe Namath. I mean, there's other people on paper with better numbers and with flashier numbers that may belong in the Hall of Fame. It is also very difficult to have a Wrestling Hall of Fame without Sting, because when you, again, this is a guy that couldn't cut an interview, yet 25 years later, people, and let me tell you something, people, until he got to TNA, trust me, Sting couldn't cut a promo. Sting's not a great promo now, but people still want to hear what he has to say. He may have not had, you know, be a great draw against Ric Flair. But again, 25 years later, his appearance at a WrestleMania is still something people want to see. And there is an aura around it. There's a legacy about it. And he had a lot of influence and a lot of impact on almost every single person that was a WCW fan at the time. And it's one of those times that it may not be fair, but that stardom is something that I think actually outweighs some of the things of not being a draw and this and that.
All right, everybody, back in a moment with more Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
At GEICO, we've been innovating car insurance for over 75 years with forward-thinking ideas like online quotes and the GEICO mobile app. And to prove it, we'll play one of our first radio commercials from 75 years ago.
By Jiminy, GEICO could save you money on your car insurance, which is what we'll be doing over 75 years from now. Who knows, maybe with some sort of application that's accessible on a futuristic handheld device. We'll call them online quotes.
See? Forward thinking.
GEICO, saving people money for over 75 years.
Want to know the scariest thing about Halloween? No, it's not seeing your kids jacked up on chocolate-covered sugar zombies. Or even seeing your neighbor dressed up as an 80s hair metal band. No, the scariest thing about Halloween is that it's the final day to get your Sugar Bowl season pass at the best deal of the year, with access to the most snow in Tahoe and the least crowded slopes, all at the closest resort to the Bay Area. Visit SugarBowl.com to get your season pass today. Pure and simple, high alpine adventure.
Health insurance is on everybody's mind right now. You either don't have it, or you have it and you think it's too expensive. And you probably feel like you don't have any options. We can help. We are the Health Markets Insurance Agency. We offer health insurance plans from major carriers nationwide and likely have a plan that can save you money. Whether you're self-employed, on a COBRA plan that's about to expire, or you simply don't have health insurance where you work and you need it, the Health Markets Insurance Agency can help you. Our agents will help you find coverage you can afford. Health Markets Insurance Agency is an authorized agency in all 50 states, including the District of Columbia. Plans may not be available in all states. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Hey, sports fans, it's time to take football to a whole new level. Put the excitement back in the game and put your money where your mouth is. Real Vegas odds and incredible player props make MyBookie your best bet this season. Did the game already go off? Don't sweat it. MyBookie offers in-game live betting on all your favorite sporting events. Create your account today. Right now, the baseball playoffs are in full swing. Don't just watch the game, be a part of it. It's time to get off the sidelines and start winning today. We guarantee fast, convenient payouts over the phone or online. You can even get your payout right back to your card. MyBookie is the best website for all your wagering needs. Call now at 844-900-BETS. Enter promo code USA and receive a 100% bonus. That's 844-900-2387. Or go online to MyBookie.lv to open an account and start winning today. Only the biggest, only the best, only at MyBookie. Sign up today.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We're up at 12 pages now of people debating this Raw, Nitro, SmackDown. It appears that everybody seems to be okay for the most part with the idea of Retro Tuesdays, current Raw and SmackDown on Thursday, and NXT, Ring of Honor, whatever else on Sunday. That's where I'm leaning right now, everybody. So this is your chance to comment on that. It's like a, what do they call it in politics? An open comment period? Is that what it's called?
Oh, yeah, town hall meeting?
No, I definitely don't want a town hall meeting.
And that's true.
But, and that's finding Bigfoot anyway.
You're giving people a voice.
That's right. An open comment period, I believe, is what it's called. Let's go to the Skype line. You're on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Hey, Brian and Mike. It's Dan Hernandez. Happy Back to the Future Day.
Happy Back to the Future Day. That's right. This is the day that Marty went to in the original Back to the Future, October 21, 2015.
That's right. And my question is, if you can go back to like any wrestling event or any period, what event would you choose?
Well, apparently not Retro Raw Nitro.
Yeah, but even though I love the show, though, it'll be good. You gotta add more music between the shows. Add more music.
More drops?
Yeah, more drops, yeah.
Well, Danny, that's in your hands, my friend. I don't make the songs. I rely on the listeners.
All right.
So what period would we like to go back to?
Right, yeah.
Well, definitely a period when it didn't suck.
Oh.
That'd be a good start.
Would you go with Meltzer to Sumo Hall to watch Masao versus Jumbo Tsuruta or no?
I don't like traveling. I'd go back to a good period around here. How about that?
All right, man. Thanks for taking my call.
All right, thank you very much for the call. Sorry I had such a lame answer.
I'm in the boat where I'd love to be in Comiskey Park for Buddy Rogers and Pat O'Connor. I'd love to be at Frank Gotch and George Hackenschmidt. I'd love a lot of those things, but you can't trim back history too much. So I guess I'll be safe and just go back to my youth in the 80s where there was wrestling on, not the same way it is now, but there was wrestling on all the time. There was a whole lot of different wrestling, and there was a lot of good stuff going on seemingly all at the same time. And Mid-South and Crockett and WWF expanding, and there was a lot of options, and it was a really cool period for the people that had a chance to live through it. Lots of, they call them the After magazines, the Stanley Weston magazines, like Pro Wrestling Illustrated and The Wrestler, and there was just a lot of diversity out there that you don't see today, and unfortunately is sadly missing in a lot of ways today. So I think I'm like most people that, I'm not saying we romanticize our childhood, but I think it's like anything. I mean, if you had a happy childhood or a happy enough childhood, you know, those times from the things from those times stick with you. And that's what got me hooked on being a pro wrestling fan and to kind of to go back to that, to get that feeling again. I think I would love to have something like that happen. Any historical thing, there's just too many of them out there. So I'll go back to a safe time.
I would like to go back in time and grapple Frank A. Gotch. I want to see what he's got.
He's going to have your broken body in his hands. That's
maybe,
probably what he's going to have.
Maybe not.
Oh, I think that's going to be the case, because even if you showed off some of your jit skills against Mr. Gotch, immediately men like Mr. Roller and Mr. Santel and even Mr. Strangler Lewis would jump in there and stop you from doing such things.
That's my Back to the Future. Philly Tom Lawler, speaking of grapplers, had to pull out of the Fabio Maldonado fight. Concussion symptoms after banging heads in practice. He's going to be on the show tomorrow, not only talking all about that, but the very pressing news of who he considers the 10 hottest guys in WWE. We're going to talk about that on the show tomorrow. And now that Tyler Breeze has debuted, he better be on the list. We'll talk about that. And if you want to read Filthy Tom Lawler's statement exclusive to WrestlingObserver.com, it is on the front page of the website right now. So make sure you head up there and read that. The Raw ratings from Monday. The show is up, everybody. Another great reason to bring back the current Raw report. It grew from 3.28 million viewers to 3.35. A huge leap.
Oh, that's not good.
You don't say.
That's just not good at all. That's.
Hey, the third
I
hour.
I didn't know what the number was. Oh, my God.
Yep, it's very bad. The good news is the third hour, last week the third hour only drew 3.08 million viewers. This week it drew 3.12. Cause for celebration here.
Oh, man.
Yeah, these numbers suck.
That There was a dumpster fire that took place on Monday Night Football. I mean, the Eagles and the Giants, it looked like it could be that way anyway. But in execution, or, I mean, actually everybody in that game should have been executed. That's how, I mean, it was a horrible, horrible game where the only reason you would flick back and watch that is because you were a diehard New York or Philadelphia fan, or just because you want to see what kind of, you know, terrible football could happen next. That would be the only reason you would have been watching that game, especially as it kept going on. Yeah, the baseball game was taking place too, but it wasn't like, you know, Kansas City or Toronto would have been eliminated if they would have lost that game. And I think it was a relatively, I think it was a blowout anyway. Maybe just last night was, but still, you brought back, you had Brock Lesnar, you had Steve Austin, and nobody, you know, there was a lot of buzz about whether Steve Austin would be there. Most of the day, it looked like he would not be. He was not part of the advertising, which shows you, again, how incredibly stupid it is to have somebody on. And if you have the choice to have him on, it's Steve Austin. Why would you just not put him on TV and advertise the hell out of it? They didn't. But The Undertaker being back and Shawn Michaels and all of this stuff that, in theory, could happen, but didn't happen. Nothing happened. And this is becoming a thing, too, with bringing back quote-unquote legends like a Shawn Michaels or a Ric Flair or whoever it is. If you're not going to have them do anything and they're just going to be, you know, dudes out there standing next to the new dudes you have, that's not going to cut it. You need to do something with these guys because otherwise, who cares?
Well, we got new dudes, not just Tyler Breeze, but a bunch of the Tough Enough alumni have signed. ZZ and Amanda signed a long time ago. ZZ, of course, was a runner-up. Amanda was signed and is already on the next season of Total Divas, using the name Mandy. Sara Lee and Josh, obviously, were signed because they won. And I've heard that Josh is a pretty well-liked guy. So even though he got the big money contract and he's making far more than everybody there, it helps to be a big, giant, friendly Yeti because people realize you're a big, giant Yeti, and because you're friendly, they don't have a problem with you. So apparently things are going all right for him. And of course, ZZ and Amanda, presumably, I haven't seen their contracts, presumably they're making the same as everybody else. But I guess we'll find out sometime far in the future, probably. Daria has been signed. She was one of the girls that was eliminated early on. And Mada ended up being signed. Who,
shocking.
There was a period where I thought this guy might actually win, and he was eliminated. So Mada has been signed by WWE as well. And Patrick Clark, to the surprise of nobody, has also been signed. So those are the newest members of the Performance Center. We'll see if they make it to the main NXT roster, and then we'll see if they make it to the main WWE roster. It is not easy. Just getting signed and going to the Performance Center does not guarantee a spot anywhere, as we have seen with a lot of guys getting cut here and there. But they're moving in. Tyler Breeze, as noted, is moving out. He is on his way to the SmackDown brand. I guess they're not brands anymore. It would be cool if they were. For once, I'm begging them to bring the brand extension back. It's a lot of content.
They won't be doing it. I guess they'll try to make it its own brand again come January. And I like the announcement that SmackDown's going to be live. I thought that was kind of... Did I just take that as being a given that if you're going to move it to the USA Network in January, and it's going to be a focal point for both USA and WWE, that the show would be live? I mean, it may not last forever, but it may not even last a couple of weeks, but it would make sense, wouldn't it, that it would be live? I think that to me would be a no-brainer if you're trying to jumpstart the show.
The issue, I mean, obviously the first episode should be live, but live is significantly more expensive. And is it really, do we really want SmackDown? I don't know what the details are, because Jerry Lawler kind of let it slip that it was going to be a live show, but I don't know if that means that it's going to be on Tuesday or they're going to go live on Thursday. I'm not sure exactly what they're going to do. If anybody knows what the schedule is, let me know. But
live to tape? I mean,
Well, no, I mean,
I would figure Jerry
go live
Waller
on Thursday night instead of taping on Tuesdays. But that's changing the taping schedule they've had forever. The idea that they're going to do Monday, Tuesday, 5 hours live back to back. Think about this. They've done this before. And you want to know what? It's been a nightmare for the staff, especially on pay-per-view weeks, where on a pay-per-view week, let's just say that SmackDown was live on Tuesdays now, that would mean that starting on Sunday, they would have 4 live hours on Sunday, 4 live hours on Monday, or at least 3 hours and 15 minutes, and then another 2 live hours on Tuesday. Can you imagine?
No. But
it's
that doesn't,
killed people in the past when they've tried this.
Does not mean it's going to stop them from doing it, you know, at least for the short term. But, yeah, I mean, the problem is you go and you have it live on Thursday. It does give people a little bit of a break, but there is no break. I mean, it is truly all week long for these guys in production and everything. I mean, there is no break whatsoever, and that's brutal. You know, that's brutal, and then maybe – I don't know what they have to do. I don't know what the answer is, but I can see SmackDown on USA. The best shot it's going to have is between obviously January and April or whenever WrestleMania is. Outside of that, I cannot see SmackDown. It's going to be a disaster because I don't see who's going to watch that show. I don't know who's going to care about that show. Even the hardest of WWE fans, after that initial burst of we're brand new again on USA wears off, you're talking bad times, but I don't think this is a good idea.
Let me give you some facts here. If you go to our message board, when Raw is live, there will be a 40 or 50 page thread. 40 or 50 pages for a live Raw. You will almost never see a thread at all for SmackDown. But, interestingly enough, Raw is only viewed by 1 million more people. They're within 1 million viewers. SmackDown does about 2 million. Raw's been doing about 3 million. They're very, very close in viewership. Interestingly enough, when Raw is taped, if you go on our message board, the Raw thread, when it is taped, will be about 12 pages, as opposed to about 45 or 50. There's much less interest in discussing it when it's not live. However, the ratings for a live and taped Raw are identical. It makes no difference whether a show is lived or taped in the ratings. I don't know what to make of all of this, but I guess
we'll all be doing closer to SmackDown numbers. How about that?
My conclusion is SmackDown doesn't need to be live. Back in a moment, Observer Live. Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Today, investors need to secure and protect their life savings. With government spending out of control, they continue to print money to cover the ever-increasing debt, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. American Bullion offers a hassle-free opportunity to transfer any portion of your existing IRA or previous 401k to a gold IRA for your protection. Take advantage of the lower gold prices today and enjoy the long-term security and hedge against inflation that gold and silver can provide in an IRA. Thousands of others have trusted American Bullion to transfer their IRAs into gold, and you can too. Call American Bullion today and discover the stability, protection, and peace of mind that a gold IRA can bring. Call American Bullion today at 800-576-1046 for a free consultation and receive their free IRA rollover guide, which offers the best information on gold IRAs. Keep your life savings safe and sound when you can. Call 800-576-1046. That's 800-576-1046 for your free gold IRA guide.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge sales. Savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com, joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Programming notes, we're here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern. Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. We replay every day at 5 Pacific, 8 Eastern. If you missed any of this program, 5 Pacific, 8 Eastern on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network, which you can check out with TuneIn Radio. The app is available for all sorts of smartphones, various devices, so check out TuneIn Radio. iHeartRadio works as well, searching Sports Byline USA. For subscribers to WrestlingObserver.com, commercial-free replay will be up in about 5 minutes, and we've got a lot of shows coming up besides last night's free Brian and Vinny show, which you can grab right now on the front page of WrestlingObserver.com, as well as through our iTunes feed. So check out Wrestling Observer, Figure Four Online on iTunes, and you'll get our free podcast feed. We put up usually 1-2 shows a week, and if you like them, sign up, and you get about 15 to 20 shows every week as a subscriber. Tonight, Lance Storm returns to the program. We're also going to be doing a Wrestling Observer Radio with Matt Farmer and Dave Meltzer talking the Wrestling Observer Hall of Fame. That's right.
That's going to be good.
That's coming up tonight. We've got Filthy Tom Lawler on the show tomorrow. We've got a Brian and Vinny show returning on Thursday night. And again, if you missed last night's show and you're not a subscriber, it is free on the front page of WrestlingObserver.com as well as on iTunes. So check it out. And as noted, if you like what you hear, we have 7,000 shows in the archives. Every show we have ever done is archived. You will not regret your subscription to WrestlingObserver.com if you're an audio fan. So head up there and check that out. As noted, back tomorrow with more. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Everybody at Byline, Mike, as always, we'll talk to you again next time. Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.